Vectis Radio, FM 104.6.
This is a public announcement. Vectis Radio has been hijacked. You are now listening to the 4P's Takeover. Normal service will be resumed in due course.
On the show this week, what do we have?
Well, we'll have Christina, who's very passionate about animals, so we'll have lots of information about animals. Hannah, of course, she will be reviewing her film of the week.
The Banana. Has she been kicked out of the cinema yet?
Not as far as I know.
Because you know that she talks a lot, and if she goes to the cinema to watch and do you know that she's going to get asked to leave because she'll gas all the way through it. That would be funny, wouldn't it? Who else?
And of course, we've got Josh with his fun facts. And he's been trawling the internet to see what he can find to let us know. And Alicia's recipe of the day. And she's been cooking furiously, so she can pass on her information there. And Toby. And it's Toby's take on the world, really. So mainly.
Okay, I look forward to hearing that. Yeah. So that's what's happening Sunday, 4 to 5.
Yes.
And that is the moving up team, not the moving on up team, the moving up
moving
team.
Up, yes.
Okay. Thank you for that. I hope your headache gets disappears, not gets better. Yeah. Just hopefully it'll disappear. Do you know what I was thinking the other night? I used to get these migraines. What do you call them? Do you call them migraines or migraines?
Migraine.
And do you get them ever?
No. Actually, it's very unusual for me to have a headache. So probably that's why it's sort of knocked me out a bit.
Okay. Well, I used to get them. You get the all blurry vision and things, and then all of a sudden you get the thumping headache about an hour later, and it's horrible. And I haven't had one for a long time. I was thinking about this the other day. All the stress and depression we've been under the last couple of months. And I think I would have been coming down with all sorts of stuff, but no. Not. This isn't wood either, is it? So I need some wood. Where's the nearest bit of wood? I need to go out and touch some wood in a mine. Why do we do that?
I don't know. We'll have to get Josh to find out.
There you go. Interesting facts.
Everybody here is part of the Moving Up programme, and we just wanted to let you know what Moving Up is all about. It's a course that's based at the Isle of Wight College, and it's for people who are ready to start work, ready to find a workplace, whether that is paid employment or voluntary employment. It's for young people to try out different work placements to give them the skills that will then enable them to find work. So, Christina, you're part of the Moving Up programme.
Yes, I am.
Can you just tell me about any placements that you've been on?
I've been on Vectis Radio.
Oh, yes, of course, because this programme is actually all part of the Moving Up programme, isn't it? Yeah.
Yes.
So Vectis Radio is a good example. And how do you think that's helping you?
I think I'm starting to feel a lot more confident when I'm talking in groups.
That's good. Brilliant. That's really good to hear.
And I've made a lot more friends on the course.
Excellent, good. And all of those social skills help to make somebody more employable, because when you're in a job, most jobs, you need to be able to get along with other people. Yeah?
Yes.
Yeah. So have you been on any other work placements?
I go to Amazon Land.
Oh, lovely. And what do you do there?
I look after all the animals.
Great.
Mostly the wallabies.
Ah.
And I
they're really cute.
They are.
And sorry, so what do you do?
Feed them and clean them out.
Lovely. Oh, that's a really nice thing to do. And you enjoy it?
I really enjoy it, because I feel like I'm managing to do something really helpful.
Yes.
It really helps.
It's really a busy job, isn't it, being a zookeeper, being an animal keeper. It seems as though they are always rushing around and there's always things to do. So for Amazon World, having that extra pair of hands is really useful. And for you, you're learning skills about teamwork and feeling valued, aren't you?
Yes.
Yeah, that's really good. Lovely. And often in Moving Up, you get somebody to go with you to support you if you need a bit of help. But you actually access that one by yourself, don't you?
Yes, I do.
Yeah, so it really gives you that feeling of independence.
Yes.
Great. Thanks, Christina. We're going to listen to some music and then we'll talk a bit more about Moving Up. So a bit more about the Moving Up programme. We've got Hannah, who's one of the Moving Up learners. Hannah, what work placements have you been on?
Vector's Radio for this year, but last year I brought in a lower level for moving up, and I did a Master of the Skies, I did Babatino's, and obviously the radio.
Oh, okay, so you did quite a lot of placements last year. Mm. So Master of Disguise, tell me about that.
I call it Diagon Alley, but
I know where you mean. It's actually Watchbell Lane, isn't it?
Yeah, but I call it that of Harry Potter.
Oh, I see.
Yeah.
And what did you do there?
Everything from the world to putting our stock to the price in it.
Oh, fabulous. So it really gave you an insight and gave you some experience about what it's like to work in a shop.
Yeah.
Yeah, lovely. Yeah. And the other place you mentioned was Baby Chino.
Yeah.
What did you do there?
Well, it obviously the daycare centre, so it got loads of children.
So Baby Chino is a place where mums or dads can go with their babies, and why is it Chino? What's the Chino bit? Is that because they serve coffee there or something?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, and teas and,
Right. Yeah. And whereabouts is that?
Opposite County Hall.
Oh, yes, just at the bottom of the High Street.
Yeah,
so what did you do there then? Did you have to change nappies?
No. Thank goodness for that.
So what did you have to do?
I had to clean up of the children, clean up of the parents.
Oh, and who were the messiest, the children or the parents?
Parents. Yes. But I really enjoyed it because I don't think I work for children because you need loads of MVQ.
Oh, that's true, yes.
But it would be nice to volunteer.
Yeah, that's great. So it's made you realise that you would like to work with children.
Not as a paid job.
No, okay. No. Yeah, but you'd like to volunteer to work with children.
Yes.
Yeah, so it was a really worthwhile experience for you.
Yeah.
Great, thanks for telling us about it, Hannah. Thank you.
I'm Josh, and this is my fun facts. Why do we say touch wood? It's commonly thought that knocking on wood has been a superstition action to ward off the evil throughout history. Some believe it's due to knocking on the wooden cross. Another explanation for this practice is the pagan belief that spirits lived in trees. By knocking on the wood of trees while making some sort of a bold statement, the speaker prevent the spirit from hearing him and stop the spirit from interfering. Black Friday is the day after the holiday of Thanksgiving, regardless of the first day of Christmas shopping season, on which retailers make many special offers. Cyber Monday is following the US holiday of Thanksgiving, printed by online retailers as a day for exceptional bargains. When you get in your car, make sure it's silver, as it's more visible on the road and it causes less accidents. To have your photo taken with the first ever camera, you'd have to sit still for 8 hours. The colour orange was named after fruit, and not the other way around. Cat is a million times more intelligent than our iPad. You've been listening to Josh's Interesting Facts.
So you've been telling us that you went yesterday to Red Funnel and had a good trip round, and you saw lots of possible job placement opportunities for students on the Moving Up course, and you saw the ticket office and the call centre and the stores and the cafes, but then I understand that you went somewhere else.
I went to see the captain.
Oh, aye aye, captain.
Yeah.
What did you do with the captain?
Went up to his little cabin.
Oh, I think they called that the bridge, didn't they?
Yeah,
went up to the bridge.
Yeah, and I put Firstly, I rang the bell.
And we really appreciated that. It really woke us all up. So thanks for that, Hannah. Almost deafened everybody.
And I slid the stairs. Yeah, but I was really good at it.
You were really good at it. Yeah. So you had a little go at steering the ship. Were all the passengers on board, were they heading for the lifeboats or anything? Were they saying, let me out, let me out? Hannah Banana is steering the ferry. Nobody knew.
No.
Just as well. Yeah. But actually, you did very well, didn't you?
And we don't know how many years to take them to be a captain.
Do you know how many years it takes to become a captain, Christina?
How many years is it?
10 years.
10 years.
Who has got the time?
Exactly. That's a lot of training, isn't it? The captain that we spoke to, he had been somewhere really nice and warm on the cruise as a captain. Can you remember where he'd been?
The Caribbean.
Fancy being a captain on a beautiful big cruise liner that goes to the Caribbean. That must be an amazing job, mustn't it?
It'd be a nice job as well.
Yeah, lovely job.
I'm going to say no thanks there because you could easily just sail St. Clair from Whitelink and give it all perhaps got and just go.
Well, yeah, you could, but I guess to be in the Caribbean would be lovely.
I would like to be on a Disney one.
Or a Disney cruise.
I am the biggest Disney fan ever.
Are you? I tell you what, why don't you try and get a job at Red Funnel and then work your way up, and maybe you'll be the captain one day of a Disney cruise.
Hi, my name is Alicia, and my recipe today is rock buns. First, wipe the work surface, wash your hands, and put an apron on. Grip needed. Scale, sieve, mixing bowl, mixing spoon, tablespoon, teaspoon, and crisp and baking tray. 225 grams of raisin flour, 1 teaspoon baking powder, 100 grams of soft butter, 55 grams of sugar, 110 grams of mixed dry fruit, 55 grams of currants, 1 medium egg, 1 to 3 tablespoons milk, sugar for sparkly. Heat the oven to 200 degrees. Sieve the flour and baking powder into a large baking tray and add butter lightly rubbed together with fingertips until the mixture is bubbles fine. Breadcrumbs. Add the sugar and dry fruit into the mix so all the ingredients are well mixed. Add the egg and 1 tablespoon of milk and mix to the sieve stove. If the mixture is still dry, add more milk until the right conditions. Using a tablespoon dough mixture into 12 months off on the baking sheet. Sparkle with sugar. Bake in the pair heating oven for 15 minutes or until golden brown. And white rice, done.
Right, so we've got Christina, our animal mad action woman, and she's going to tell us all about the fun weekend that she's just had. Christina, where have you been?
I've been to Calvert Trust in Exmoor.
Oh, okay, and what was that for?
It was organised for us to go by Baderbury Foundation.
Okay, and who are they?
They are a charity that was set up by Douglas Bader, and they're originally for amputees.
Oh, yes.
But now they've opened up a bit more to physical disabilities.
Oh, okay. And so they've put on a fun weekend in Exmoor for you and your family.
Yes.
Was it just you guys or were there other people there?
So we went and you're paired up with a family.
Oh, yes.
So you can do a bit more teamwork.
Oh, that sounds good.
I've really enjoyed it. We've done lots of different activities over the weekend.
Brilliant. What sort of activities did you do?
I've done crate stacking, abseiling.
Thank you for upstaging and quite liking. Well, how would the UFO like?
I found it really, really exciting.
The UFO like a superhero?
Yes, it did, honey, yeah.
Because you are one of my heroes.
Thank you.
Yeah, because you always come here with a smile. And never take like you get you down.
Well, I think that sums Christina up, doesn't it?
Yeah.
In that she's always got a smile and she never lets life get her down. Sounds like you had a really good weekend, Christina, with your family and meeting lots of new people and doing lots of very exciting things.
Yes.
Thanks for telling us all about it. That was really interesting.
Thank you.